This is Health Radio.
Health Radio.
On Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Melanie Cole.
You know, you used to hear about our cholesterol levels as being that premeditator for heart disease and heart disease risk. And, you know, you've heard about all of these different things. Well, now it's sort of moving away from that, and we're hearing more and more of the word inflammation. And you used to think of that word inflammation as being arthritis. You know, you got an inflamed joint. But it really means so much more, and it goes much deeper than that. And my guest today is a fan favorite here and one of my good friends, Dr. Johnny Bowden. He's a nationally known expert on weight loss, nutrition, and health. Welcome to the show, Dr. Johnny. So tell us about inflammation, and why has the tide turned to inflammatory processes as being our more of a heart disease risk?
Because inflammation is at the root of just about every degenerative disease we know of. And the evidence on that is just overwhelming. And I don't even think that conventional medicine denies that at this point. When we wrote The Most Effective Ways to Live Longer, I identified four processes that age the human body systemically, right through the body from the brain down to the toes. And, you know, the number one with a bullet was inflammation. When we wrote The Great Cholesterol Myth, our bestseller from 2012, Dr. Sinatra and I, we identified several processes that, you know, are enormous risks for heart disease. Inflammation was number one with a bullet. I mean, basically, every major degenerative disease from Alzheimer's to obesity to diabetes to heart disease to cancer has an inflammatory component. When my medical friends tell me that they have sat in on autopsies of Alzheimer's patients, guess what they see in the brain? Inflammation. So I think at this point, it's pretty much an accepted fact that there is an inflammatory component to every single disease. And in Dr. Sinatra and my opinion, it's inflammation that really is at the core of heart disease, and it never was cholesterol.
Okay, so inflammation, it's at the root of so many of these disease processes.
It is.
How do we know if we have it?
Excellent.
And then what, you know, because we get our blood tests, and they used to do homocysteine, but not so much anymore. Is CRP still what we test for? How do we know if we even have it?
Well, if you're listening to this show and you're breathing and you're living in America, you've got it. There's no way to escape inflammation. The question is how much and how much damage is it doing and what can you do about it? It's not a question of whether or not you have it. They're inflammatory. Now, let me back up a minute, Melanie, if I may, and give a couple of definitions, because there may be people listening to this who are going, well, what's the big deal about inflammation? I mean, it's, you know, we all get it. I stub my toe and it gets inflamed, or I get an abscess in my tooth, or I get a skin eruption, or, you know, we know what inflammation is. Well, there's two kinds of inflammation. The kind I was just talking about, the kind everybody's familiar with. I just got off the tennis court. You know, guys, I'm aching back. That's inflammation. We all know what that is. It's called acute inflammation. The kind we're talking about is called chronic inflammation. And chronic inflammation flies beneath the pain radar. Much like high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, it doesn't have any symptoms. You walk around having no idea that you've got it. It is not like the inflamed tooth or abscess on your, you know, or skin eruption or aching back or inflammation in your knee. It's not like that. This is a chronic condition in which your inflammatory compounds in your body are overwhelming the anti-inflammatory compounds in your body. And people ask me all the time, well, what do we even need inflammation for anyway? Well, because you need it to heal. Inflammation is part of the healing process. If your body didn't make inflammatory compounds, you'd be dead. You get a fever. What is that? That's a kind of an inflammation trying to kill an invader. When you stub your toe or get a splinter and the area gets all swollen, that's white blood cells and fluids surrounding the area and macrophages and all these different components of the blood trying to basically prevent you from getting an infection. So inflammation is part of healing. You need that. Problem is, we've got like two armies in our body. One of them is the inflammatory army, and it's in there to take care of any kind of injury or infection or any kind of disturbance. Then there's the anti-inflammatory army. Those two armies need to be balanced. They are not. So we have these compounds called eicosanoids. These are inflammatory or anti-inflammatory compounds, and they come from the fats that we eat. And the inflammatory ones come from the omega-6 fats, and the anti-inflammatory ones come from the omega-3 fats. And when we eat them in the correct balance, which is about 1-to-1, we have a nice, easy, truth between these two forces, and we can use them as we need them, and we can get some inflammation when we need it to heal, and we can go right back with an anti-inflammatory cascade of different compounds. But the problem is we are eating 16 times more inflammatory omega-6s than we are anti-inflammatory omega-3s. This is a huge metric for human health. So we are kind of predisposed by our diet to have high levels of inflammation. Then there's exposure to toxins. There's the air we breathe. There's the pesticides we consume when we eat sprayed crops. All of these, there's stress. All of these increase inflammation. So how do we know that we have it? You got it. How do you know how bad it is? Probably the best test we have is the one you just mentioned, the high-sensitivity CRP test, because it's a good test of systemic inflammation in the body. And you want that number really low.
You want it really low. You want it way below one. You want it way under one.
Yeah.
You definitely do. And I think that that's just so important to, and you know what? And it's not even always on your normal blood test. You know, you have to ask for it sometimes and say, I want to make sure to get that CRP. Make sure to include that in. Now tell us, cause you are the nutrition god and your 150 healthiest foods on earth is still my well-worn threadbare copy.
Oh, thank you.
It's wonderful. And so
tell us
the foods and things we can do to fight inflammation, the omega-6s, the omega-3s. You know, you've cleared a lot of that up for us. But now, what can we do to bring
There's a couple of steps you can take.
We
always talk about an anti-inflammatory diet. Well, if you look at my book, The 150 Healthiest Foods on Earth, you notice, even a cursory reading will tell you that most of the foods that wound up in that book wound up because they are naturally anti-inflammatory and antioxidant. They have Look, the whole plant kingdom and some things that aren't in the plant kingdom are just loaded with, 100 long names that most people don't recognize, flavonoids and flavanols and catechins and polyphenols and there's just dozens of these botanical compounds that have tremendous health benefits, most of which are anti-inflammatory. So that's number one. Eat lots of brightly colored vegetables and fruits and, wild salmon, which has astaxanthin, which is another great anti-inflammatory and antioxidant. So you want to eat lots of these natural foods with lots of bright colors. That's number one. Number two, the most anti-inflammatory molecule in the world is omega-3s. So I believe, I've always said that I don't think there's one nutritional program that's right for everybody, but I will make an exception with a couple of supplements that I just think everybody needs.
And okay, hurry it up, because we only got about
oil,
1 minute here.
Fish oil, curcumin, these are tremendously anti-inflammatory supplements. Fish oil, curcumin, again, all of the plant compounds that are naturally anti-inflammatory in vegetables, and that's what you need to be doing.
So fish oil, curcumin, those are anti-inflammatory supplements.
Omega-7, the new omega-7s that they're putting out. Barleans has one. Terry Naturally has one. These omega-7 products are wonderful for inflammation. In fact, in one study in the Cleveland Clinic, they lowered it by 40%.
And see, those are the kinds of things you do notice when you take your omega-3s and now to try the omega-7s, what a great, great thing. Tell people where they can find out more about you and all your amazing books.
Johnny Bowden. I found out recently, all you got to do is put into Google nutritionist and Johnny, and it comes up. So Johnny spelled with no H, J-O-N-N-Y, but really, if you put nutritionist Johnny into Google, you will find me.
Rock on. Dr. Johnny Bowden, nutritionist extraordinaire and good friend of here at RadioMD.com. Thanks so much for listening. Share these shows with your friends. That's how we all learn together. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.